Welcome back, guys. This is your Anime Degens, episode 62, our BS Hour, episode 62. I'm here with my boys, but first, let me tell y'all what we got in store today. Very exciting segment called Degens Certified Bangers. I'm sure y'all can guess what the hell that is, but Dan, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. We might have gave him a little heads up in the Discord and last episode on what we're doing today, but I'm really excited for this topic. Anime music is fucking legendary.
It is. Oh.
And I'm pretty hyped for this one. There's too many good shows with good soundtracks to talk about, so we had to narrow it down, which was really tough for me.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every show has its moments where it's like, holy shit, this music is so good. But yeah, we're just bringing you the boppiest of bops today.
Hell yeah.
Tyler, what about you, my man? How you doing?
Doing good. I told y'all I went to like that cornhole tournament thing, and let me tell you, I wasn't the best there. Unfortunately, I didn't win a game. I probably should have practiced at least an hour before I started playing, because they was hitting 3 and 4 in the hole, and after throwing 4 pitches for my practice, I wasn't ready. So.
No shot. You went in there after 4 pitches.
You got to hit the range, dude. You got to hit the cornhole range.
That's pure arrogance, right there.
I tell you what, these dudes, they was in there. They in there every week, probably. They practicing almost every day, probably. And I still kept up with them. So yeah, I didn't lose because of me.
Okay.
I lost because,
your partner.
Well, not really, but we was playing against some people that was putting 4 in the hole every time. And my part, like the dude I was playing against on my side of the board or whatever, like he wasn't doing that, thank God, or we would have lost because of me.
Oh, man. That does sound very fun and exciting regardless. I'm pretty sure that was a cool experience.
I'm going to have to go back after I get a little practice in. So,
yeah, you got to go get your redemption. This is the redemption arc.
He's got to get his training arc in first.
I didn't know it was that serious, bro, but apparently it's serious, so.
We're going to shoot you a montage. It's going to be epic. Well, guys, before we get into it, you want to tell the people about some news.
Yeah, so we've been waiting for it for a while. I know me and Dan has. I'm not sure if you've watched it all yet, Bass, but Haikyuu movie. It's actually coming on May 30th. Worldwide to theaters near you, hopefully. So I'm pretty excited for that. I haven't been to the theaters for like an anime movie in a while, but this might be one I go to see because I've been waiting for a while, and this is one of my like top animes. So
that's dope. I have not finished it. I could not find season 1, not on the high seas, so I just haven't gone
back
to it.
Not on Crunchy?
Isn't it on Crunchyroll?
I thought they started in like season 2 or season 3 on Crunchyroll. Don't quote me on that, but
unless they
it is what it is. I thought I couldn't
unless
find
they
it.
Changed it like recently, like they had all the seasons on Crunchy. Maybe he was just like reading it wrong or something. Well, I don't know.
Well, whenever we reviewed it on the show, I had to watch it on the
season.
Oh,
that's been over a year ago. So
oh, well, it's too late now. I can't go back. We never go back,
you
we
missed
go forward.
The peak, bro.
Yeah, season one, two, three, the movies, 4, they're all in Crunchyroll.
I'm even pretty sure like the movies are like sped up versions of the seasons too, if you didn't even want to watch the seasons, even though you're gonna miss out on some small stuff, but you know, some people don't care, so
we'll see if that happens. In other news, Blue Lock the movie is coming out June 28th in theaters in North America, guys. Did you guys ever finish the first season of this or watch the new season?
The new season has come out
yet. This is the new season, kind of, roughly.
Yeah, it's like a mid-movie, and then they're going to drop season 2. Crunchyroll says I finished it, but I don't think I finished it. It's one of those things where I'm going to fall asleep, and it just ran through the rest of the episodes.
Nah, that makes sense. That happens to everybody.
Crunchyroll ain't got that. Are you still watching like Netflix does? I guess that's what you pay all the extra money for. I don't know.
Oh, don't get me started on that. Awesome. We also got Suzume is officially on Netflix. So if you didn't get a chance to see it in theaters, it's an absolute banger of a movie. We talked about it and watched it a while back. I don't know what episode it was, but
I think.
Yeah, it was, oh God, I didn't even know that, in like 30s.
Maybe it was Creed.
It was in October, yeah, whenever that was. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Me, you, and Kriegs. So Bass was gone, I think.
Yeah.
Ah, that's good. Yeah. You were in Germany. So.
Yeah, it gets good. Yes.
Check it out on Netflix. If you want to hear our thoughts on it besides Bass, find the episode on your podcast listening platform.
Yeah. And also, I think My Hero is on Netflix now, too. I'm not sure. But speaking of My Hero movie. The movie is coming out in Japan theaters in August. And I didn't even really know we had a movie coming. I'm not even sure if this is like filler or canon or whatever. So I think it's about All Might, right?
Okay. I don't even know about this yet. I know that one of the movies was canon because they started talking about it mid like season 3. And I was like, what the fuck? When did Bakugo get All For One?
Yeah, so I didn't know about a movie coming out either, but apparently there's a movie coming out. So maybe this is just like news to everyone, but it's going to be in Japan theaters in August. So that means we should probably see it over here probably at the end of the year, maybe. I don't know.
Good guess. Yeah. Well, cool. You guys got any more news?
That's it for me.
Sweet. One little tidbit for me. Mysterious Disappearances is fucking sick. Go check it out. Besides that, let's get into our topic. So today we're talking DGen certified bangers. And we're going to talk shows with the jammiest of the jammy OSTs. And like we have, like between me, Tyler, and Bass, we have talked about doing this topic for a year. But we've been figuring out how to do it because we can't actually play you guys the music.
Which sucks.
And then we came up, sucks big time, because like we would play like a little 10-second, 15-second clip of it. That way you could hear it and it would remind you. But what we're going to do is we're going to put out a Spotify playlist with all these songs on it called the DGen Certified Bangers. So if you guys are working, you can throw your headphones in and give our favorite bops a listen to.
Hell yeah.
But we're going to be focusing on openings, endings, and OSTs. We're not going to be just talking about like which OST we think is the best. We're going to be talking about collectively as a show. So we've got a lot of songs here. The playlist is going to be a little long from what I can tell, so that's exciting. But let's get into it. Tyler, you want to go first?
Yeah, and you know, it wouldn't be a Tyler DGen certified bangers music thing if I didn't say Naruto. So that's going to be my first choice, Naruto. Because, you know, I don't know if it's because it was my first anime that I ever finished legit, or maybe even nostalgia. I'm not sure, but like I wanted to bring Naruto up because it has like a lot of banger OPs, and like I've got like a couple of OPs from like the OG Naruto that I really like, but like Shippuden OPs, like there's not a bad one. I listened to them all today, and I'm like, bro, every single one of these are hitting right now. So,
it was funny because I really wanted to pick Naruto because, like, you. I'm not talking OPs and EDs. Like the OST for Naruto is just iconic. Yeah. Like it is so nostalgic. But I knew Tyler was gonna want it, so I didn't throw my name on it because
what a nice guy.
It would have been a little rude, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit.
He knows what's up. I mean, this is a show that I've watched the most, right? So, like Dan was saying, OST too. Like, I guarantee if you heard, like the flutes going for the swing scene, everybody knows what I'm talking about. Naruto's just chilling on the swing, swinging, watching all the kids playing, whatever. Like, dude.
Dude, the first song you bring up is Sadness and Sorrow. Oh. Like, start on a high note, bro. Don't make us sad.
We're talking about
OSTs. He's going to ramp it up.
We're talking about the iconic OSTs. Like, people know this shit. Like, if they heard it, they would know it. And, like, you got the intense standoff scenes. Like, the flutes and the drums of the OST make this shit so memorable. and like they're some of my favorites. Like the you know, you know. You know what I'm talking about.
I was gonna say for me it's not like the flutes, it's like the random grunting in the background.
That's
what it is. Like that's what I hear. And I'm like, oh, this is Naruto. It has to be.
I love the drums.
I mean, you got the drums, you got the flutes, and you got the random like the. I don't even know what you would call that. It's like a.
Guttural singing.
I guess.
Battle singing.
Chanting. Yeah, chanting maybe.
Chanting might be.
But I mean,
from the gut.
All of the songs, like the OST songs, have a version of that. You know, like when the villain was doing villain shit, you always had like that ominous sounding song. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
You already know what's up. Yeah.
Like this shit set the vibes. They set how they, it told you how you were supposed to feel. It told you what was going to happen. You know, the swing song told you it was supposed to be a sad time. You know, the ominous sounding villain doing villain shit happened when Sasuke was doing bullshit, you know, or the Akatsuki was doing shit. Like the main theme when they was doing the chanting and stuff and the drums and all of it together, that shit's crazy. And the battle music theme, that shit goes hard, bro.
Dude, Strong and Strike is probably my favorite song from Naruto because like you hear the electric guitar come in and it's epic. And then all of a sudden there's like a shamisen just like going hard on it. And you're like, oh, you know, this is going to be an epic fight. Like they got electric guitars and they got Japanese guitars here. Like, yeah. Let's go.
It's wild. But, you know, like I said, OST is banger. Like there's so many that I could mention, but you probably wouldn't really know what I was talking about. That's why we're putting this playlist out with this. That way you can see what I'm talking about. But going back to the OPs, some of my favorite ones, I think it's Shippuden over to OG though, myself, just because I guess there's more of them. And like I said, they all hit. But some of my favorite ones are like Fighting Dreamer / Go. That's a really big favorite one of mine.
Everybody loves that. Absolutely. Everybody loves that.
Yes. I didn't know that song was named Go because when I was like in like sixth grade or whatever, I downloaded it on LimeWire and it was called Fighting Dreamers. So that song's not called Go. It's called Fighting Dreamers. That's what the internet told me. I'm in.
I mean,
fair enough.
Not gonna lie, I thought it was Fighting Dreamers too until I went to write this guide in my notes, you know, and I was like, wait, this is Go? Okay. But yeah, there's a couple more like Rocks. I'm not sure if y'all are familiar with Rocks or not. But it's also one of my banger ones. I think Rocks is honestly probably my favorite one.
No way. Out of all of these, that's my least favorite one. Out of the OG, it's my least favorite OG one. Yeah. Fighting Dreamer Go is my favorite. And then I got Hakura. Kanada is my second, and then I have Rocks.
So Haruka Kanada is my, I don't want to say least favorite because
what?
No, wait. That's, so
no.
You're not. Let me.
That is that is like the Naruto song, dude.
It is.
From like
that's
the
what
OG.
I'm saying, bro.
What are you talking
that's
about?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
That's so the three that I got Go, Rocks, and Haruka Kanada. That's my favorite three OG songs, but it's my least favorite of those three songs. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
Well, regardless, it's the best one you have on the list.
Yeah, well, I like Rocks more, and I like Fighting Dreamer a lot too. So,
yeah, Fighting Dreamer. When I think Naruto, I think of Go. Yeah.
But I'm assuming Dan's favorite is Haruka Kanada. So,
yeah, 100%.
But, you know, going to Shippuden, though, like that's when I started, like, that's my good shit. You know, these are some of my favorites in all of anime. You know, you got like the heroes come back. This was the OP, the first OP. As soon as you started Shippuden, this is it. This is the first OP. And it was hype. You know, it's the one that's like 3, 2, 1, make some noise. Everybody stand up. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah,
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 yeah. I prefer when you do it, actually. So I'm going to record that. We can add it to the playlist.
Yeah, we can do it. And, you know, some of my favorites as well is like Bluebird. Everybody knows what Bluebird is. You know, this is the OP. This is the OP when shit started getting real with like the Akatsuki. And pretty sure this is around the time Asuma too. So I'm not 100% on that, but I'm kind of certain that Asuma hit around that time. And Sign.
Yeah, it's around there. But I mean, Bluebird is a community favorite. Yeah, everybody for sure. Knows it. Like general anime community is like, yeah, everybody knows what Bluebird is.
And
it's fucking dope.
Another big one for me is Sign, which is the OP that was for the Pain arc. And this OP, like, it brings back memories every time, because this is one of my favorite arc of Naruto. And this is when, like, Naruto became, like, top dog for me until, obviously, I watched One Piece or whatever. But Pain was just so, it just had all those emotions, you know? It was a banger. And I'm going to save I saved the best for last. My favorite Naruto song overall, and probably one of my favorite songs all time anime, is Silhouette by Kana Boone. Like, you can't go wrong with Silhouette. Like, this shit is like top tier. If you've ever seen Naruto, if you listen to any like anime music, I guarantee you've heard Silhouette, because it is just that popular of a song. So
yeah,
it does in fact bang.
It's absolute banger. And to go on top of that too, like, you hear any song by Kana Boone, you know it's gonna hit. Like, they are one of the best bands putting out anime openings there is.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure, did they not do Zom 100? Like, that, I'm pretty sure they done Song of the Dead.
Yeah, they did.
They go hard on songs. This is, Kana Boone is actually one of my favorite, like, anime bands or whatever, J-pop bands, whatever you want to call them, because they just absolutely go hard on whatever they do, and they made Silhouette. And I thank them every day for it, because this is on any playlist that I have, Silhouette is, so. But,
I mean, it's never a bad choice coming from them, like you said.
No, they've done so many good songs. I mean, they did one of the openings from Fire Force. They did one of the openings from one of the Gundam series. I think it was the one I made you guys watch.
Iron-Blooded.
Yeah, they did the second opening for Iron Blooded Orphans. Like, they've put out so many.
Too
good
bad
openings.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah, Song of the Dead opening number 2 for Zom. Elite shit right there.
Didn't that win?
That was D-Gen's opening of the year, whatever, last year.
Yeah absolutely.
So Kana Boone, you know, you can't go wrong. Like, if you really think you never heard Silhouette, I want you to type on YouTube just Silhouette, Kana Boone Silhouette. And I guarantee you've heard that shit, bro. So,
1000%.
Yeah, that's my first choice. I'm excited to see what the boys have, because Naruto is such a banger. As far as OSTs, OPs, like, I know the EDs hit hard too, but like, there's so many of them, and I'm not gonna lie. Like, when I was watching it, like, I just wanted to get to the next episode, and I don't really watch EDs that much. I do nowadays, but back then when I first started watching anime or whatever, this is my first anime legit, I didn't watch EDs.
Well, like, it's just tough when you're binging a show, because that's another 2 minutes at the end of every episode. And for every 10 OS or EDs you skip, you get a whole other episode in your day. Yeah,
I mean, back then I like watched like the banger OPs still. Because, like, you can't not watch OPs, right? Like, especially when you got, like, Silhouette, you know, Fighting Dreamer. Like, you have to watch them, because you're just singing along with it, right? So.
True. I've noticed as I've gotten older, I've stopped watching the OPs so much. Some specifically good ones that I've heard recently, I'll watch them, like, a couple of times at the beginning of the season. Then I just skip them until the end of the season. And I'm like, I don't want this to end. So I'm just going to watch the whole fucking thing.
I mean, there are certain ones I can't skip. Like, I couldn't skip the Shangri-La Frontier openings. I couldn't skip
the second one too.
I could really. The second one was a banger. Yeah, yeah. The second one was an absolute banger too. And I could not skip Creepy Nuts during Mashle season two. Couldn't do it.
Really?
Absolute heater, dude. What are you talking about?
Okay. Okay. Hey, you know, I didn't see it coming, but hey, I'm loving that you love it.
I'm so glad that Creepy Nuts is like coming up now because they need that. Like people are starting to realize that they're actually good. And I love that. As they done like the Call of the Night shit. And every time somebody says they like Mashle's OP from Creepy Nuts, whatever it is, Bing, Bling, Blong, Bloom or whatever.
I think it's Bling, Bang, something born. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the name of that. I just know. But I just
if
know
y'all like that, if y'all like Creepy Nuts, go listen to Creepy Nuts, Call of the Night, OP and ED, because that shit, even if you're not going to watch the anime, because it's like a vampire romance, slice of life type shit, but the OP and ED, it should be listened to because this shit is banger. So, but yeah, that's all I got from Naruto. Sweet. Naruto, like, it's got one of the best OSTs in my opinion. So
definitely awesome. All right. So for my first one, I got JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And I wanted to talk about JoJo's because not only is the OST really good, but the manga and anime are so heavily influenced by music overall. There are over 300 references to pop and rock music in this manga, which is nuts. Like, all the characters are named after songs or artists. And you got Robert E.O. Speedwagon. Vanilla Ice is a character. Every stand is named after a song.
Ice baby. And they
so, like, Araki just absolutely loved, like, U.S. music, which makes it so much more special for me. I'm going to start off with the EDs, because the EDs, just like the fact that they used American music in an anime, made it hit so much more for me. The first ending is Roundabout by Yes, and they would end every episode where you'd hear the guitars come at the beginning with harmonics and everything else, and then right when the song dropped, you'd see "To Be Continued" on the bottom of the screen. The screen would freeze, and it was awesome. It's an incredible song. But JoJo's has the most streamed ending and maybe the most streamed song in anime of all time, because they pulled out Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bangles, which is one of the most popular songs in the 80s. And they were in Egypt. It made sense. You know, like, it absolutely hits.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then I had to talk about this one for my boy Bass here, because I know he loves R&B, and they got some Jodeci with Freaking You. And that is an ending.
What did you say?
The
Jodeci. Jodeci. No. What?
I don't listen to R&B.
No, you didn't.
I don't listen to R&B.
Jodeci is crazy, dog. Jodeci.
Okay, I was Jodeci. You had told me you'd never heard Walk Like an Egyptian, so we're just on two different wavelengths here.
Yeah, like, I mean, clearly, fucking Jodeci.
Jodeci, sorry. And I'm pretty sure I said Jodeci like 30 minutes ago. It's just, I don't know. I'm grasping for straws here, boys.
I'm not going to lie. I'm glad I didn't say it, so.
You know what it was? Is I've been talking about so many Japanese things that would be like Jodeci, not Jodeci.
That's true. I'll give it to you, but it's still Jodeci.
But they have an R&B song for one of the openings during part four. And it's just about fucking bitches. And it's so out of place. And it's so funny. But the fact they did it was awesome.
Hey, I mean,
Freaking You is actually a banger song.
You got to watch JoJo so you can hear it at the end of every episode, dude.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the reasons why I'd like to watch JoJo's eventually. I know we did it. I know we watched like a few episodes or whatever for a showdown throwdown possibly. Mm-hmm. But I never did continue watching it yet. So, but I mean, the music was always banging, like the Roundabout, like that's some heavy hitting shit. Like it's everywhere. So but
yeah, I'm just gonna tell you guys, Freaking You by Jodeci. That's some serious baby making music right there. You're gonna need some silk breakaway pants for that.
Hell yeah.
It definitely sounded like it. I listened to it and I enjoy it. I think there was some other anime that had some stuff going on like that. What was it? Afro Samurai? Didn't they have some?
I mean,
yeah, that was RZA. Yeah, that was a lot of rap music and great shit. That has a really good soundtrack, actually.
I mean, Freaking You, I think that probably could have been playing during that one scene, right?
It should have been. Yes, 100% could have been.
Either that or a little Marvin Gaye, dude.
Some Luther Vandross, a little Anita. Okay, I'm gonna stop.
We're gonna put that on the playlist too.
But like, if you like music, you have to watch JoJo's, because once you get to like part 3 through current, when they actually have stands, all the stands are named after music artists. Like, there's a stand called Red Hot Chili Pepper. There's one called Kiss. There's one, like, they name characters in JoJo's after bands. One of the guys is named Zeppeli after Led Zeppelin. Like, there are just so many awesome references to music. The openings of this are really good, too. They always do a really great job of kind of, like, portraying what JoJo we're talking about, which member of the JoStar family. JoJo's a badass. He's got a pretty epic rock music opening in part 3, and during Stone Ocean, where we get the first female JoStar, you know, we get a female singer, so you know they're working.
Oh yeah, love that.
There are a few songs I want to talk about from the OST before I'm done with JoJo's, though. Part 2 was fucking wild. Part 2, they had the Pillar Men, which were essentially like Aztec gods. They were immortal Aztec vampires. And this was like early 2010s, and it was when dubstep was really big.
Tight.
So you have like combinations of like Mayan, Aztec-y like music with dubstep just screaming in your ears mid-fight, which is just absolutely hilarious. And then we get one of probably my personal favorite like OST theme song for a character in JoJo, and that's Propaganda, which is Von Stroheim's theme. It's like epic German techno with a very, very slight hint of the Third Reich.
What?
The Third Reich. Right, curveball.
It's World War II. They're not called Nazis, they're called Germans, but it's World War II, and Von Stroheim is a German scientist. He's the head German scientist, and he slowly turns himself into a android so he can keep fighting with these people with superpowers. And his soundtrack is just fucking epic.
Okay. I'm gonna have to check that the fuck out.
And then the last one I got is Il Vento de Oro, which is Golden Wind. It's from part 5. I think it's part 5. And it's like one of the most known JoJo songs there is. It's using a lot of memes, stuff like that. But JoJo gets the fuck memed out of it. You've probably heard a lot of these songs from memes. Like, it's just an awesome show.
Yeah, I've definitely heard Vento. Oh, sorry, Golden Wind. Or whatever this is called. Yeah, it's actually really good. I've heard this a ton.
Really?
Yeah,
I had no idea it was from JoJo, though.
Yeah, well, that part takes place in Italy, so we're getting it in Italian.
It does have Italian vibes, the music video or the OP or whatever. I've never heard it, though, I don't think, so.
I think you've probably heard it on TikTok.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, I feel like you've definitely heard it on a TikTok.
Maybe, but, like, I don't know. It just ain't, like, sticking out to me, so. It's definitely Italian vibes, yeah. So.
Overall, awesome OST. They pull in a lot of music from whatever country they're in. Like, I mean, JoJo's takes place all over the world, so they do a good job of that. But the dubstep, the Aztec dubstep in part 2 really gets me.
Yeah. I mean,
I actually like it. I used to be heavy into dubstep, so I fuck with it. Or I would have fucked with it.
Just gotta pick up where you left off, dude.
I mean, Dan's always hopping up the dubstep from like Initial D and shit like that. So,
No. Do not disrespect Eurobeat by calling it dubstep, dude.
It's close, ain't it?
No. Eurobeat is like DDR music, dude.
I don't know what
dubstep
that is.
Dubstep is the womp womp. Dubstep is like the freaking Terminator, or the Terminator boning Optimus Prime music.
Listen, when I listen to this music that you put in here, the dubstep one, it kind of sound like the shit that they had like on Initial D. So maybe I just can't tell the difference. Maybe it's because I'm in Kentucky. I don't know.
No techno allowed in Kentucky. They got laws against it. But yeah, that's all I got for JoJo's.
Excellent, boys. Excellent. So next up, guys, I have Jujutsu Kaisen. And I picked this one because it's a bit of a sneaky, in my opinion. I think people think about JJK and they think about the awesome fights, the confusing-ass powers and plot, and obviously the great animation from MAPPA. Them only getting 30 to 50% of their animation done the second half of last season, and it's still being fantastic. I think it makes the tracks get overlooked because there's a really wide range of what you get from this show. It's a lot of creepy horror tracks, which on their own sound really good to me. A lot of rock and funk. The first one I do want to bring up is the first OP, OP one from the first season. When I think of JJK, this is what I think of, but it's an actual bop. I listen to this song all the time. It's Kai Kai Kaiten from Eve. And it's just great fucking driving music. A lot of the stuff that they were going to mention on this segment is driving music for me, or sitting around cooking or something like that. Just you're doing something. You're doing something. And I've actually sent this song to a few of my friends. You know, we text back and forth and we send each other tracks. That's kind of how we keep up with each other. And I don't usually tell them where the songs come from. Yeah.
They probably wouldn't listen to it, you know?
Right. They're sending us a lot of music in Japanese. What's going on with that?
Dude, me and my friends, and what's good about that is like, it's not even like a regular for us. Like we have like French, we listen to like French classical, German, a lot of German rap, because that shit is banger if you guys haven't heard it. German rap is really good. And then a lot of K-pop, J-pop, everything, dude. It's everything. Oh.
I forgot to mention one of the best German rap songs where we're talking Naruto, dude.
Oh, shit.
You can fit it in right here.
If you haven't heard it yet, go listen to the German opening for Naruto. It is so bad. It's incredible. It's called Believe It.
I like it. I personally like it.
It's incredible. You gotta go listen to it. It's hilarious.
It's so intense. It's so intense for no fucking
reason.
I feel like
most German like versions of OPs are usually more intense and sometimes better, honestly. So
they have a very harsh sounding language. It's very
believe it.
But yeah, like kind of getting a little back to JJK. Next, I want to talk about the OP4 specials. If you watched JJK last season, this is the Shibuya arc OP. Creepy as fuck. I love the song, but I mean, listening to it, you know, if you're trying, if you're hosting a haunted house, this is for you. But you can like tell shit's about to go down. It's very, very intense. Like even like just listening to it, like kind of my heart rate goes up. But I do think Jujutsu Kaisen overall has a great selection of OPs, just like overall. And then kind of getting some of their EDs, the Shibuya Arc Incident ED is fine. But Lost in Paradise, bro.
Yes.
The season one ED, holy fucking shit.
That might be the jammiest jam we have on this list.
It's amazing. It's amazing. If JJK doesn't have this song, it doesn't make it on my list for this segment, honestly.
You were just like, I need an excuse to talk about Lost in Paradise. Here we are.
Bro. For sure. It's such a jam.
I was so upset when season two started and they did not continue Lost in Paradise. Because this is one of my
they could have just ran it back
this
for
is
sure.
One of my favorite EDs. Like the animation in the ED too, like that's unique. Like it's good, you know?
I'm just imagining watching people die left and right during Shibuya, and then like you just see like Nobara's dead body on the ground.
And we're all dancing. Yeah.
Did you guys see somebody made? I'll put the YouTube video in the Discord, but somebody made a what if that was the ending for season two for the Shibuya arc? And like they had like they'd open the door and it just had Nobara lying on the ground. It had everybody just dead who is in the original opening. Yes. Gojo's in a box, like fucking hilarious.
Imagine instead of like specials, like the Itadori like clawing scene, instead of specials, they just lost in paradise. Da, 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 da. That would
have been fucking great. I love it.
But yeah, before we move on to another ED or whatever, I want to say I can't believe that you didn't mention where Blue is. Like that shit was banging. I thought I
which one is that?
The premature death arc OP. Like before specials, it was Where Blue Is. And that is.
Dang, maybe I missed one,
this,
bro.
This is honestly my favorite one. Well, so Kai Kitan is probably tied with Where Blue Is. That's how good it is for me.
Do you think so? I'm listening to it right now. I did listen to this earlier. It doesn't hit the same for me, I guess.
So
it's good. Oh, it's definitely good.
Yeah. It's some of my favorite shit, but Lost in Paradise over all this shit, like in JJK. So yeah.
I was watching JJK with one of my friends that doesn't watch anime, and they were like, "Oh, this is a pretty cool show." But then Lost in Paradise came on, and they were like, "Oh shit!" I mean, like audibly, we're like, "Oh shit!" Like, yeah, that's the heat, ain't it? That's the heat.
Yeah, dude. But going back to what Tyler's talking about with the first OP for season two, like if you like progressive rock, like Polyphia, it's super sick for that. Like you can hear kind of the same vibes of the guitar and stuff like that. So.
Gotcha. Kind of some other OST music from this I want to talk about is If I'm With You, kind of when Riko is in the aquarium, kind of just looking through the glass at all of the fish. This is elite peaceful music right here. This is like you're trying to have a peaceful Sunday morning, or you're studying, you're cooking or something like that. This is like some lock the fuck in music right here. It's great, just classical
piano
music,
shit.
Honestly. Yeah, it's beautiful, honestly.
It is such a beautiful song, and it reminds me of all those like compilations you see with like a song and a bunch of Ghibli images. Like it reminds me of that vibe.
Yeah, it really just is. And that's what I mean by JJK. Like you get this like really broad range of music out of this. And then like next we have like Malevolent Shrine with Sukuna versus Mohoraga. And that just completely switches up the vibe.
Yeah, it's menacing.
It's like really, it's absolutely creepy and menacing, but still a great track. And like, it definitely like it scores well to what's going on the screen because it is creepy what's happening. Mohoraga is creepy. Sukuna is creepy. And the fight goes crazy. And then you have this plan in the background. It just takes it all up to a 10. You know what I'm saying?
When he like uses his domain expansion and you just hear kind of like that, like one, I don't think it's a symbol, but it's like that one, like ding.
Yeah.
And it's super dark. It reminds me of like Naruto, like music almost, where like, you know, some shit is about to happen.
Oh yeah. It's popped off. But yeah, Malevolent Shrine, like it has that like really cool, like just build up in crescendo, like the first like 40 seconds. And then once everything drops, it's just like it hits, man. It hits. And there's no words in the song, but it's just like some hard boss fight, Final Fantasy type vibes to me.
Yeah, sometimes it don't need words, you know what I mean? So
you can feel the emotion with this one. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It gets the blood pumping.
For like an OST in the background of an anime scene, you don't really want words, you know, like sometimes it's cool like if they pull it in, but like for a fight, I don't want singing in the background. I just want like epic music.
The only sounds I want to hear is fist hitting face. That's it.
And maybe some screaming electric guitar.
You didn't like when they added "You Are My Specials" to Itadori like clawing the dirt.
You know, I have creative differences with the team over at MAPPA for that one.
I think a lot of people
You gotta write a strongly worded email then.
I'll
help you type it up.
It didn't bug me as much as it bugged people on Twitter, but like, I think if that scene was just silent, the gravity of it would have been so much more.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know what they was doing there. So, I mean, when it started, you're just like, what the? Well, why? What's going on? You know,
his hands are bleeding. He's like crying and just, you are my special. I was like, bro, come on. Come on.
Yeah, it definitely took away from the moment. I'm like, is the episode about to end?
They got so much advertising off that, though, like publicity shit, bro. So many memes it was worked. Made. So
it definitely worked. But like, yeah, the last song I want to talk about from JJK is from season one. This is when one of the first times we get introduced to Nanami, and he is fighting Mahito. I'm blanking on the name right now. And this is the first time we really get to see him go ham. And he goes and he says, "I'm going. It's time for me to work overtime," which he hates. You know, he's a working stiff. It's over at 5 o'clock. And with the build up to the beat drop, and this was also very ominous. It's rushed. There's like some chanting in the background until the beat drop, and you can tell it's meant to make you feel antsy.
Oh yeah,
because he's working overtime, and then it hits, and it's just like very frantic, fast paced, in a minor key, which is usually used for like horror and a down feeling, but it's more, I'd say, like just making you feel frantic on the inside. I really, really like this track. Again, no words. Great OST.
Yeah, like that song, like if I like, that's what I think of when I think of JJK and music, besides like openings and endings. Like I think of that, like you were saying, like it's anxious. It makes you feel anxious, like you don't know what's gonna happen, and you know shit's about to go down, but you don't know who's gonna win. Like they're not playing like the main hero's track or anything like that. They're like, oh, shit's about to go down, we don't know what's going on. It is anyone's game right now, and I love the way they do that in the show.
Yeah, and like in my mind, I'm just like picturing a bunch of musicians in a studio just like going crazy playing music. Yeah, it's a wonderful song. But yeah, boys, that is it for JJK for me.
Alrighty.
They definitely deliver always with the songs in the
show. Yeah, it's crazy. Like I said, it's crazy that they only got two seasons out. Like, I think, what, less than 40, 50 episodes? And they like got one of the like top tier OSDs. So, but
100%.
Speaking of like shorter anime that has like banger OSTs and OPs and all that music, Frieren. This is from, you know, fall and winter of this year, 2023-2024, and I think that it has amazing. It has amazing music. You know, the OP and EDs, they're bangers. I'm gonna start with that. And the first OP is Yusha, which means brave, and it's by Yao Sobi. And that is like a really, really good OP, in my opinion. It's not my favorite of the two OPs that's out already, but it is a banger. And many people actually liked it over the second OP. Did y'all have a preference?
People liked it over Sunny?
Yeah.
Whew. Okay. Okay. I'm going to be real honest, though. I listen to Sunny almost every day.
Okay. I mean, I do.
I'm lying. I listen to this shit every day. It's like one of the first songs I listen to when I'm driving for work. I'm like, yeah,
I listen
this is
to
it.
Both. I listen to like most of these songs every day. So, like, my playlist is more than 50% like J-pop. So like anime songs. So
okay, yeah. Mine's probably out of all my playlists, I'd say probably closer to like 10-15%, maybe 20, but I make sure I fit in Sunny, bro. It's just such a bop. It's another one of those songs I sent my friends that don't listen to anime, and they were like, "Bro, where'd you find this?"
Don't worry,
I was like,
it.
"It's an anime opening." Like, no shit. I'm like, "Yeah, bro, they be putting out bangers like that." But it's so good, man. It's just like such a feel good song.
Yeah.
I think my issue with Yusha is that, so I don't make my own playlist. I'm really lazy. Besides for like certain activities, I'll make playlists. But like, if I want to listen to anime music, I just go to like, I have two Spotify playlists, anime on replay, which is older songs, and then I have anime now, which is like the latest stuff. And this song was the first song on it. So every time I clicked it in my car, it was the first song I listened to like every fucking day for like who knows how long. Wow. And I was sitting there, I'm like, I'm just fucking sick of this song, guys. So like Yusha, not one of my favorites. I think I've just heard it too many times, but Sunny is definitely a bop.
Yeah,
there's a shuffle button. You know that, right?
Yeah, but when you click on a playlist to hit go, it just plays the first song and then it starts shuffling.
True. Yeah, you were just hitting the button. Yeah, Sunny, I'm going to tell you how highly I regard this song. So I probably have 1,600 tracks in my Apple Music and probably about 50 favorites, and it is one of the favorites.
I mean,
so it's absolutely
deserved,
just,
you know?
Elite music for me, yeah.
I mean, you know, the freaking, like, the so we're talking about Sunny by Yorushka. This is the second OP of Frieren, and, like, it's just got, like, a good beat. Like, it's got a steady beat. It's got, guitars. It's got drums. It's got cymbals. Like it's just banging, so.
True. And then, like, old girl's hitting notes. Yeah. Out here, yeah, I absolutely love it. And then like the song ends in like such a peaceful way, acapella, fucking beat it.
Yeah, it's just like a roller coaster. Like this is one of my favorites. Like I was saying before, like Kikai Kaitan and Where Blue Is, and like Sunny from Yorushka. Like those three, like I listen to them a lot. Like when I'm playing them, like I hit the back button and like just repeat it, bro.
That's why I like playing these random playlists that Spotify makes, because I'll come on to a bunch of songs I don't know, and then I'll go watch an anime and I'll be like, holy shit, I know this opening.
That's what happened with Haikyuu, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
But you know, they only had two OPs, both of them was bangers. Sunny was legendary. But the ED, they actually had one ED, Anytime Anywhere by Millet. And a lot of people think that the second ED for Frieren is actually a different song or whatever, different ED, but it's actually the same song. It's still Anytime Anywhere. It's just the last half of it. So the first half is the first ED, and like a minute and 30 seconds in, it actually switches to the second half. Which is the second ED of the second part of the season. So fun fact for y'all. But still,
did not know that.
That might be my favorite of the three Frieren like OPED songs. That song's just a heater, dude.
Yeah,
like it's not supposed to be, but it just goes.
Yeah, I mean, it fits too. Like you know, it fits with the vibes. It's like it's a slower, you know. What maybe melancholy song, roughly something like that. So, it's just a vibe, bro. Like I listen to this ED every single time, bro. I even got it on my playlist or whatever. But
yeah, I'll be adding this to the playlist. Yeah.
And like maybe it gets old after like a minute and 30 or whatever. When it just like repeats it again or whatever. But I don't think so. So. But you know, moving past OPs and EDs, that's not all that Frieren had to offer.
That's not even the best part of what Frieren had to offer.
Frieren, it's strived, like it done more than strive, thrive, with the OSTs, and it fits, like all the music and the story fit, like it enhanced it so much. Because, you know, great music is supposed to make you feel immersed into the world. And they do this in Frieren. And they make you feel like you're in it. They make you feel what you're supposed to be feeling with the music. And one of the guy that actually produced it or composed it or whatever is Evan Call. And he knows what he's doing. And I'm really hoping they bring him back for like a season two or whatever, whenever that happens, because This was a perfect OST. Like Dan said himself before, it gives Lord of the Ring vibes. It makes you feel like it's like a perfect fantasy, like adventure OST. Like the music fits so well. And it just screams fantasy adventure.
I just had a really funny idea. Sorry. We should take that classic picture from The Hobbit where it's Bilbo running like, I'm going on an adventure, and just put Himmel's face on it.
What a mind you have
short
for
kings,
it.
Bro. But yeah, this OSC, man, they knew how to slow it down. They knew how to make like scenes impactful. They knew how to make you sad. Like, they knew everything. And one of my favorite songs from the OST was actually Zoltrak. That is one of my favorites of the OST. And like, it starts out like anxious, I guess you can say, and then it builds up. Like, it's just a perfect song, in my opinion. And
I think,
go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, I think my favorite music in Frieren is when she's fighting Aura. And the song they have in the background starts off really dark and menacing. And as you're watching the scales tip, it starts changing. And when Frieren unleashes her mana, it goes to like a whole different vibe. And all I could think of when I rewatched that scene, like the second time I watched the episode, was like, Aura had me seen like, wait, this isn't my boss music. Like, what's going on here? And then the way that Frieren just says, kill yourself, and the music just cuts, was done so well.
Yeah, they know what they're doing, bro. Like, Evan Call is just amazing. It, you know, his work tracks out like this. Another one for me, one of my favorite scenes of the movie, I mean the anime, is actually the dance scene. I know I talked about it before, but it's one of my favorite moments of season one, and the music for it was like crazy good. Like, they went through so much trouble like making that that music for that. You know, it's got the classical vibes, all that good stuff, but top tier shit, bro. I mean, you just can't find another like OST that like fits this perfectly the way Evan Call made music for this shit. So
yeah, I mean, just this show, the music behind it this was one for the ages, man. If you haven't seen Frieren, yeah, you have to and check out some of these tracks, especially Sunny. That's my favorite out of everything we talked about. Like, it's just, there's so many bangers
out. Yeah, and also, while I'm on like Evan Call, I know I watched like Violet Evergarden after I started Frieren, so like I didn't really know too much about Evan Call then. But he did the OST for Violet Evergarden, and if y'all are a fan of like the OST, knowing that it's gonna be perfect and fits, like, he made Violet Evergarden's OST, and it's such a like slower, sadder, more emotional show, and it's totally different from Frieren's OST, and it fits. Like, this man is like crazy. Like, he knows what he has to do in order to make it fit. So and I like, if you ask people that's watched like Violet Evergarden, usually they will say that Violet Evergarden, their OST is one of their favorites, because it's the same. And you know, I was going to put Violet Evergarden as my third favorite OST, but I was like, I don't want to take up two spots or whatever. I'll just add it to Evan Call's like list. So, but yeah.
Awesome. Well, I guess I'm up, right?
You are.
All right. Well, this might be a long one from the boys, and we apologize, but we're going to talk One Piece because we have to talk One Piece.
Here we go.
Buckle up.
Overtaken. Enough said. I'm good. All right. You're up, Bass. No, I'm just kidding.
Overtaken, bro.
Such a good song. So One Piece has so many good openings, but I think, you know, we can't talk about One Piece without talking about the absolute banger we all got to know and love and cherish from the Four Kids One Piece version that aired on the Four Kids TV. The One Piece rap is just hilarious. And the fact that the narrator was Brock from Pokemon makes it 10 times better. You can't not laugh when you hear yo ho ho, he took a bite of gum gum. Like, it's just so bad, it's incredible.
It's absolutely terrible. My life would have been better without it, but now that it's in a part of my life, fuck four kids, man. Jesus Christ.
Hey. It's One Piece. It's the name of the treasure on the Grand Line, dude. Come on. I think this show is why I didn't watch One Piece. It's because I had watched a bunch of the Four Kids one when I was younger. This is so bad.
When I told you I was watching it, this had to be like 5+ years ago now. You were like, that shit is trash. Like, you were like, it's so bad. And I was like, no, what are you talking about? It's so good.
No, it's because I'd watched the Four Kids one. And like, you're in Alabasta. And Luffy's like, you can't punch me, I'm wet.
Yeah, no, I didn't know what you were talking about. And then like Sanji like sucking on a sucker instead of smoking cigarettes. I was like, bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Hey, blame America. Blame America in the late 90s.
Yeah. And what's crazy is One Piece would be even more popular if it wasn't for the Four Kids.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And yeah, it's still mega popular.
We would have been watching with Dragon Ball Z back in the day.
Yeah, we would have. Yeah, for sure.
All right, but let's get serious. One Piece openings, so many bangers. My favorite's got to be We Are. I mean, it's probably everybody's favorite. That song is just the epitome of One Piece. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with me there, right?
Nope, no shot.
And when they brought it back for episode 1000,
I think they've had like several incredible like iterations of We Are throughout One Piece, right?
Yeah, they've done it a few different ways. I mean, even like, so this was back when they did like English versions of the openings for the dub. Even the English version of the song's a banger, but then they did like four different versions of it through like the first 1000 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But the original just goes way harder. Trust me.
I mean, it does. I do like all four versions of it, but the OG is where it's at.
And I got to say, too, I really do like the Egghead opening, like the latest opening. That is a fucking banger, dude. Like, all of us. Oh,
it's so good. Not the biggest fan of the animation, but the song itself is, it, like you said, it bangs.
Yeah, I'm pretty...
That's true. The animation is definitely weird on that
one. I'm pretty sure like when All of Us started, I think Dan said it reminded him like of early One Piece days, like OP wise. So
the ending reminds me of early One Piece. But I do kind of get that vibe. Like there's a bunch of things, like when you actually listen to music, like they have like the trumpets and everything going on, and it's like very boppy. And it reminded me of, definitely reminds me of older One Piece before they got like serious, I guess, and tried to like be like a normal shonen with their openings.
Yeah. For me, like the out of like the all the newer ones, Paint, which is the end of Wano. Y'all remember that? And The Peak, which is after Gear 5 got announced. Those two are like literally tied for like my favorites of like recent times or whatever. I like them way more than I do All of Us. I mean, All of Us is a banger, but like, there's not many One Piece OPs that aren't a banger. I think I dislike like a couple of them maybe. But
The Peak goes crazy.
The peak is like really good. Like it takes a minute to get there, but once it gets that, you know, once it hits its momentum, like it's crazy, you know, and like the animation for the OP, like it goes hard too. But like I said, I was really sad when Paint ended. But then we got The Peak, and I was like, okay, I'm fine with this. And then The Peak literally didn't last very long. And then we got All of Us, and I'm like, bro, let me listen to The Peak longer.
Let's go back. Just give me a second.
Nah. I need the gas. Like, The Peak is really chill. It's a really chill song. It's very fitting for the end of Wano because we had all that downtime. But, like, with everything going on in Wano right now, if they were playing that song, I'd be like, this does not fit at all.
I mean, it definitely doesn't. We just want more Peak.
We got more Peak last episode. Different kind of Peak, but we got more Peak last episode.
But yeah, no, what I like about The Peak, though, is like you said, Tyler. It's kind of like a slow burn. You don't really like get into it for like a whole minute. Maybe I think it's about 45 seconds to a minute.
When it hits.
And then it just, it fucking hits and it goes, man.
Like the whole time, like when it hits, like the whole time you're just like, you know, okay. You know, just bobbing your head.
Yeah, you're just like waiting on it. Yeah, in the anticipation's building, and then it's just like, all right,
I'm over here like doing like dancing along with the TV when it was happening, you know. So, but yeah, as far as older ones go, like We Are, like there's a shit ton of them, but you know, after We Are, Kokoro no Chizo, which is the Water 7 OP, OP 5, that is my favorite one. I'm sure a lot of people agree with that. But the fact that, like, the banger was so hard, but also, like, that arc, like, represents, like, the true start of One Piece, I feel like, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, this is when shit got really
real.
Yeah,
it's when it went to the next level.
Right. This is a global battle now. Like, it's really, this is what we're doing. I rewatched Water 7 last year, and this song was part of the reason why. The Water 7 in Enies Lobby is my favorite, one of my favorite parts of One Piece. And it's so emotional, but this fits so well. And outside of like We Are, this is my favorite song in One Piece, period.
I can hear that. Well, opening. I like the OST from One Piece so much. I don't know if I'd say it was my second favorite song.
Okay. I'm gonna stay with Water 7, and I definitely understand where you're coming from, though.
Speaking of which, I think it's time we get to the OST, and there are so many good songs in this, and I can only pick a few to highlight because we would have been here all day. But One Piece does such a good job, like portraying emotion through the music, and I don't think a song in One Piece does a better job than Mother Sea, which is the very sad song that we get in One Piece, earlier in One Piece. And I mean, hearing this song, like I literally think of like grown men crying, watching a freaking ship with a sheep head burn. Like that is what comes to my mind.
Isn't that
it
crazy?
Is so sad.
Yeah, bro. Somebody died, bro.
A part of us died.
A part of me died when I saw that. Like,
yeah. Like when they, what is that? Like the triangles? They doing like triangles or whatever when they?
I think it is a triangle. Yeah.
Yeah, like that just makes it even sadder, you know. So
the next song I got is the very, very, very strongest, and this is from probably the most iconic scene we've gotten from our boy Zoro here. This is the music that plays during Nothing Happened. And the soundtrack is so fucking good. Like, I have probably 6 different versions of this I listen to, because there's like lo-fi versions, like epic versions, all this shit. And this song is just timeless, man. It's incredible. But none of them even remotely come to the same level as Overtaken.
Oh, no.
Overtaken is probably one of the best songs in anime for me. Just the, like, when you hear it, you fucking know shit is about to go down. I mean, like, with the scene in Arlong Park where you have Sanji, Luffy, Zoro, and Usopp walking in to go fucking raise hell with this in the background. Perfection. Perfection. Like, absolute perfection.
Okay. See, I could put this above OP5 for iconic.
What, Overtaken?
But, like, it's... Yeah, Overtaken over OP5 for... The level of iconic is, because I could be in a shopping center and hear this and be like, where the fuck is Luffy?
Where they at, bro? I gotta go there.
you're starting around in the middle of a Target, like, where's Luffy?
They're here.
That's how you find out where the weebs are, bro. You play Overtaken on a loudspeaker, and then whoever starts looking, that's your friends.
But I don't want to just stop at Overtaken. The fact that we have been hearing the drums of fucking liberation this entire time in the background of this song blew my mind. like,
it's fucking nuts,
absolutely,
right?
absolutely cooking. And they're, I don't remember if it's in the anime where they play like the Overtaken Drums of Liberation combo. I feel like,
yeah,
it is.
It's when Luffy first went Gear 5, they actually played the combination. So that,
yeah, it had a really fast pace, like dun 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 dun, yeah, dun. But there's so many remixes on YouTube that absolutely just cook with this shit. And I think for me, that's why, like, I know opening 5 is so good, but like when I hear Overtaken, I just think One Piece, you know?
Yeah. And also, like, the I don't think Dan's gonna bring it up, but the freaking intermission scene or whatever, like, that shit's iconic too, you know? Yeah,
I was. Yeah,
I know what,
yeah,
I'm talking about.
So, oh yeah, the main themes for all the characters.
Yeah, where they do like the, like, little cards and like all the, like, it's the signaling, like the middle of the episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, like the commercial, yeah, intro and outro. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No,
those are fun. I love those.
I love all the themes for all the characters, but I didn't want to talk about each one because that would take
forever. That would be a lot.
Yeah, I can't even tell you like what the theme is for each one of them. I'm just saying that, like, general, like, intermission scene or whatever, that we always get like the one way and then it comes back and redoes it or whatever. Like, it's iconic.
I really enjoy those.
They would bring them back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they still do it. I mean, not like the old ones, but they still do it somewhat, you know?
Yeah, they're doing it. I mean, they brought it back in Wano for a little bit, but like with Egghead, they're just doing the same scene every time.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, back then, they used to like switch it up, but now it's like Luffy running or whatever. And it's like, it has the same sound or whatever, but still, that's like a good sound, you know what I mean? So,
oh, yeah. And then for endings, I've got the first One Piece opening because that just screams nostalgia for me. And then I actually really like Dear Sunshine, which is the latest ending during the Wano arc, because like I feel like it does such a good job encompassing all of One Piece. I mean, if you watch the ED from Egghead, it's pulling scenes from the entire show into it. And it's like literally just giving you a recap of One Piece.
Yeah. I like this one too, this ED, the latest one or whatever. I agree. This is the one that has like all the different outfits and shit, right? Like it's showing all different kinds of the sections of One Piece or whatever, like you said.
The all the outfits is Luffy in the opening. This actually like has straight up scenes from One Piece in 2003 through like, or from 1998 through today.
Yeah.
Speaking of outfits, boys, is the Egghead drip not atrocious?
So
it's futuristic.
Yeah, dude. So like it fits what they got going on, and I think like me and Bass talked about,
and
me
fine.
And Bass talked about it a while. That Oda had too much built up horniness, bro.
Dude, let him cook with Robin's outfit. That's all I'm gonna say.
It's so absurd.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
But I want to end One Piece with Film Red because it's literally like a musical, and I just want to talk about Otto, the female songwriter they brought in to play the voice of Yuta. She fucking kills it in this movie with the songs she wrote and sung for this movie. Her range is absolutely insane. You go from like New Genesis to Backlight, and like the different emotions this chick can freaking put out there while singing is absolutely insane. And I feel like we got to watch Red because we haven't done it yet. We talked about doing it like 6 months ago.
I feel like it would be a banger time. Like I guarantee, like if people heard like New Genesis, they would know what we was talking about, because this is one of the things that went crazy. Like it went viral everywhere when like One Piece Film Red came out. Like New Genesis was everywhere. So
it was topping the charts in Japan. Like it was up there, you know? And
it's a banger.
But just like the range we see from her in this movie with like the different types of emotions she puts out of her songs is absolutely bonkers. Like I was like, I literally will drive into work and be like, hey, Spotify, play Otto, and they'll just like roll through a bunch of her songs and they're all fucking gas. So thank you, One Piece, for introducing me to another J-pop star.
You're welcome. But yeah, One Piece is definitely a banger. For all those that like are missing out because they haven't watched Peak yet, or they just couldn't get into it because it was so long or whatever, at least go watch the OPs and like the EDs, and like listen to the playlist that we got cooking up, because like this shit's, these songs, like they're bangers, you know? So
true. True, man. We are giving you heat, no doubt. Is that for it for you, Dan?
Yeah, unless you guys got anything else to add for One Piece.
No, I just think about those outfits every time I see them, and that's it. So bad. But next, guys, I have Chainsaw. Man, this is going to be pretty quick, but I felt like I needed to mention Chainsaw Man because season one overall delivered on songs, at least the EDs. They just had one OP, but they had 12 different EDs for 12 episodes. We don't get that hardly ever. And then that's just a lot of effort to change the EDs and the ending credits each time for each episode. So that's a huge amount of work for not a lot of payoff, unless people are really appreciating the music. And if it was viable for more shows to do this, I would love it, because we would just get more introduced to more music. So I think it's really cool what they've done.
And like, I listened to like all these EDs or on the notes or whatever, and usually I don't like listen to EDs, like I said, and these all hit like pretty hard. So there's all good.
They're gas. I mean, I probably could have put five more on here and they still would have been of elite quality to me, but I kept it low because it's only a 12 show, a 12 episode show right now. So I feel like four songs is solid. I'm not trying to go too hard on them right now. Yeah, but the one and only OP, OP1, or just OP, is Kickback by Kenshi Yonezu. And it's just a nice rock song with a little bit of funk mixed in now and again. And it's such a good track, but really the visuals is really what does it for me on this. You have references from 12 different movies in like 90 seconds. Who else is giving you that? You know what I'm saying? All this pop culture in 90 seconds. Yeah. It's really, really cool. But the song itself stands on its own legs. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I never thought I would see the bowling ball scene from fucking... oh, God, what's the name of the movie? I'm spacing out.
It's with the dude.
The dude.
The Big
vibe.
Lebowski.
Big Lebowski. There we go. Like, I never thought I would see that in an anime.
Yeah. No, there's so many different things. Then you have Texas Chainsaw Massacre that's in it. You have Pulp Fiction in it, and like there's so many more, but it's really just an elite OP, in my opinion. And I remember I was talking to Dan, I think the first day it came out, and we were just talking about the different references, but the song itself, really, really good. Really, really good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it like went viral back in fall 22, I think. Fall 22, maybe. But this was everywhere, man. This was like Oshinoko's Idol and like stuff like that, and like Kikai Katan and all that stuff, specials. Like, it went even more viral than they did, almost, with the exception of Idol, of course. But
yeah, honestly, like the OP made me want to watch Chainsaw Man.
I mean, who wouldn't, you know? Like, you see that and you're like, what the hell is going on, you know? Like, when they're over there like kicking their feet together and shit like that, like, it's just good vibes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's great vibes. And then you see Machina using like the mind control slug, or it's a snail with a mind control parasite in it. And me being a animal nerd, I knew that what that was, and I was like, oh, she's a bitch. Just from seeing that, I was like, oh, I know what she's doing. So it's just like seeing all those little things along with the pop culture. It was really, really, really cool for me. Very unique for me as well. But yeah, I challenge you to find another 12 movie references in 90 seconds. It's insane.
I can't tell you what all the references are in it. I only knew there was a couple, so I didn't know there was 12. So.
Yeah, there's 12. I had to like go and look up so how many it was, because I knew there was at least four. But then I found some other ones. There's like one from a Japanese action movie and like a famous clash over in Japan. Like it's so many different things.
Wild.
I caught the Pulp Fiction one because that's just a great movie. It's a classic. But the Texas Chainsaw Massacre one, I did not catch. And there's so many more. But going from there, like I said, they have a unique ED for each individual episode. Never see that. ED3 stands out the most to me. It feels like something I would have listened to in high school. Very grungy, screamo. But it starts off with some freaking heavy bass guitar. And boys, I used to play bass guitar all the time when I was younger. So this would have really hit me in the chest. Because we hardly ever get to shine. We're usually off to the side or in the back as a bass player. You know, we're not up front. We're never up front. But then it goes into like some hard screamo. And I used to get down on that. And then for about 10 seconds there, it gets into like some like Middle Eastern vibes. And then it goes to rock and then back to screamo. It's just all over the place, but it's somehow still cohesive. It's just a great track. It takes you all over the fucking place.
Oh, it really does. It's like a roller coaster, bro. But it does fit like the visuals though. Like when it's doing the screamo and like it's switching and stuff. Like it's all over the place, like you said. So
yeah, I felt like Oku Senti was like, I'm gonna do everything they've told me I can't do, and I'm gonna put it all in one song. And they did it, and they pulled it off masterfully. So
I'm not sure.
Great job.
I'm not sure if I could make it past the screamo though, if I was actually legit watching it, because I hate screamo.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's fair. Now, it's a acquired taste. Yeah, man. But really enjoy that song. And the next one for me is the ED1, which is I think it's Vandry. Called Chainsaw Blood by Vandry. This is just like some, it starts off with like some, what sounds like classical rock. And then it gives away a little bit more modern sounding stuff. It's another banger, man. It's also the ED1. So it's kind of giving you visuals of kind of like what the show's going to get you into and what to expect from it. So I think this is pretty quintessential for like Chainsaw Man itself.
Yeah, the crazy thing is like these EDs or some of these EDs, like they feel like they could be OPs, like they're that good. So usually like EDs aren't as good as like OPs, or you know, so.
Typically not, because they know not a lot of people are going to stick around for all the credits. That people definitely will watch the OPs normally. But yeah, usually they just get on by the end of this. But yeah, elite music. They really did pick some awesome tracks, and I wonder if they can just keep up this heat. Or if they're going to do it again for the next season.
That'd be tough. I feel like, 12 EDs is just challenging to do every season, you know?
It is. But dug a hole for themselves.
Yeah. So they backed themselves into a corner by doing it the first time, that if they don't do it, it's going to let people down.
Yeah, yeah. But they may have been going for this from the beginning with the OP. You know, we're just going to throw as much banging ass shit as we can into this stuff. And then the last one I want to talk about is the ED10. It's a Dogland by People One, with like some chill undertones and kind of like the verse and the hooks being very upbeat, so you get a really up and down feel out of it. But the visuals are very odd. They're like hand-drawn monsters, and then our characters kind of like moving through an alleyway, and then you get Puccia running away for my main character there. It's very odd visuals, but it fits the music, and the music's fucking good.
It is.
Yeah, it's definitely the weirdest one you have on the list.
It is. And then you get this very emotional scream around 1 minute and 5 seconds, and I don't know, I really like it. It doesn't really fit the song that well, and I think if you didn't like shit like that, which not many people do, you probably won't like it.
I don't know.
But yeah, definitely had to mention Chainsaw Man in this, because MAPPA went out of their way. They really went very far out of their way to pull this off.
Yeah, I mean, when you do this many EDs, you know, for like a 12 episode show, like you're putting just as many EDs in as most people. Like like a 80 to 100 episode like anime series. So
I mean, that'll usually have, you know, if you think 96 episodes would be 8 endings. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, they really cranked it out.
It's wild. I think Naruto only had like 20, right? And it had like 500 some episodes. So this is like what, 10, 12? I don't know. So
yeah, they have one guy just listening to music. Like, what are we going to use? You have one job. You need to find beggars.
Imagine you get your job at MAPPA. You're all excited. And they're like, oh, you're going to do endings. And you're like, what? Like, yeah, you're going to do endings for one show.
Say less, bro. I like it.
Yeah. But it's good shit. That's all I have for Chainsaw Man, boys.
Awesome. Well,
I guess it's me next. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Everybody knows what this is, hopefully. This is a classic anime. It's very short as well. It's called Cowboy Bebop. And
I've never heard of that one.
Let me Google something.
They're playing, y'all. We are an official anime podcast. We actually know what Cowboy Bebop is.
Is that the one that takes place in the Wild West?
Yeah, sort of.
And the main character's name is Bebop Johnson?
Yes. Bebop Walker Johnson Texas Ranger. Crazy.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about then.
Oh, shit. But anyways, you know, when I think about, like, favorite anime music, favorite anime OSTs, all that good stuff, Cowboy Bebop is always one of the first things that pops up in my head. When I think about Bebop, Cowboy Bebop, I immediately think about jazz. Jazz and the blues, man. But
that's what it is, man.
And, you know, that means that they did a great job on, like, making, like, the music and the OST memorable for Cowboy Bebop, because, like, as soon as you mention Cowboy Bebop and music, you immediately think jazz. So, and there's just something that I really like about jazz and the blues. I always love, like, listening to them. Like, it's so chill, you know. Usually, it's so, you know, chill, and, like, it's just a good time. Like, I went down to, was it Beale Street, like Memphis and all that stuff? And, like, I went to all the like museums and shit down there, and, like, it was such a great time for me, just seeing all, like, the old jazz, listening to all the jazz and the blues and stuff. But I really like it. It's got one of the most popular OPs ever in Tank. Like, there's a chance that you've heard this one if you've ever, like, gotten into, like, anime at all. Also, the ED is, like, a really popular one too, with real folk blues. Like, you just can't beat Cowboy Bebop. Like, it's just a classic. It's just one of those iconic classics. And it relies so heavily on, like, the background music during the show, to set the mood, set the feelings on what's happening. And, Yoko Kanno, like, hit the ball out of the park with her music for Bebop, the show, the series. So, you got any thoughts on it?
Excellent. Yeah. Tank. I mean, that's another one I could hear at Target or Walmart and be like, yo, yeah. Spike, where you at? If you didn't know any better, when you listen to Tank, you would think it's like a spy show. It kind of gives me those vibes as well. But
James Bond type shit.
It's still just, yeah. But that doesn't make you any less iconic. I mean, Bebop, I think, is known for some of, like, the best, like, having the best soundtrack in anime. Like, it's so good. And it sets the scene in every single episode so well with the music.
And, like I said, the background music
too. The whole track. The whole track list, man.
Absolute heaters, dude.
Yeah. Like I said, I was gonna keep that short and sweet because I don't think Cowboy Bebop needs to be talked about a whole lot. Like, if you've been in the anime, you've probably seen it, you've probably heard these songs, you probably know what Cowboy Bebop is about. So, like, Like it's just that good. Like it's iconic. It's a classic. It's legendary. If you haven't watched it or you haven't ever heard any of these songs, which I'm sure you probably have, even if you've never watched it before, you should definitely go check it out because this shit is like good. So
awesome. So for my last show, I had a really hard time picking between two shows to put here. And the other show I really want to talk about was Bleach, because Bleach just has incredible music. But I've talked a lot about Bleach, so I decided to not do it. And I'm going to talk about one of my potentially my favorite OST in anime, and that's going to be Fairy Tail. It does such a good job elevating the emotions of a scene with the OST. But to start, we'll talk about the openings. I have a few down here, but I'm just going to focus on one. Snow Fairy, the first opening for Fairy Tail. Like, I hear that shit and I just get gassed up. And I remember watching it for the first time in college. And like, I'm the guy, I would study and I can't study with English songs because it distracts me. So I would literally just put on Fairy Tail opening 1 through 16 or whatever at the time and just jam out to these things. I had no idea what they're saying. And I would study this music for hours. Snow Fairy is probably my favorite. It is a timeless opening. The endings, there's 31 of them. There are a fuck ton of Fairy Tail openings. One that really stood out to me, though, is Kanpeki Gunone. It's the first ending. Again, it's a fun one. But for the best part of Fairy Tail, it is the OST. It is the battle music. It is everything they do to elevate the emotions you actually feel in the show. The main theme, like when you hear it, you know shit's about to go down. You're getting fired up, as Natsu would say. But the one that like sticks out to me the most is the sad theme song from Fairy Tail that they play during really emotional moments. This is like the one anime that can get me to cry. Like, I don't cry like Tyler does. No offense,
Tyler. I am all no offense, out. Tyler.
And like, I hear this song and I go, oh shit, I gotta try and hold back tears coming up. Like, it's gonna happen. And it's just used so well to elevate the emotional points of this show. Natsu's theme, the salamander theme, absolutely electric. Like, when you hear that, you know, shit is gonna go down. And I think the reason I love the Fairy Tail OST so much is just there's bagpipes.
Bagpipe and opera, it sounded like.
Yeah, they do a little bit of opera. It's really just like they bring a lot of folk instruments into it because it's like a mythical magic, kind of like Frieren. You know, Frieren brings like that adventure vibe into it. Mm-hmm. This really pulls in like the magical world vibes, and they do a great job of that. But I did not know a bagpipe could go so fucking hard before I watched this show.
Well, now you do,
dude. I love it. I gotta go rewatch Fairy Tail for like the fifth time at this point. And before I go, huge shout before I finish huge shout out to my boy Gajil. His guitar skills are on a different level, and if you want to hear him sing Shubidu Bop, let me tell you,
Dan's
incredible top tier
stuff. Dan's gonna sing it for us.
He ends up fighting Natsu after Sigi, and you hear him going to throw punches going shoo-doo pop and shit. It's so funny. Fairy Tail is underrated, man. Like, it just like it doesn't help that it came out at the same time as the big three. Like it had the hardest time becoming like that level due to the fact that it was going against Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece. But like, if there was like a tier below that, I'm putting Fairy Tail in it. Fairy Tail is the ultimate power friendship show.
Okay. Is that the one that has the... No, that's Seven Deadly Sins, right? The Wild Blood. Which one has Wild Blood?
Oh, yeah.
Seven Deadly Sins.
They didn't ruin Fairy Tail, okay. Don't worry.
Yeah, I always get them confused. I always get Seven Deadly Sins and Fairy Tail confused, so...
And... I do got to get a Fairy Tail rewatch in all 300 and something episodes because
sheesh,
the 100 year quest is dropping in June or July. So that. Like Fairy Tail's coming back, baby. I'm hyped. I'm going to get more bagpipes.
Is
in
that
my
like
day.
a continuation or like filler shit or what? What's going on?
No, it's a full on sequel. Takes place right after the anime. Maybe like, I don't know if it's a couple years after. I didn't read the manga, but it's my same favorite. My same favorite characters. We got Natsu, we got Gray, we got Lucy, and we got Urza. And let me tell you, Urza is something special.
Okay, okay. I always hear you hop up like the women of Fairy Tale. So one day I will watch this. It's just so long, you know. So,
dude, Mashimoto knew how to draw some chugs, man. That's all I'm gonna say.
Plus the store clerk.
Same quality. Busty well, wizard.
All right. Are you done, Dad?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. All right, guys. So what I have for you, this is my last one here, is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. It's big shit. I mean, it's in my top two, and it ain't two. but the music here, it's so eclectic, I would say, in a good way. You have, like, you know, traditional, like, Western music mixed with, like, some Middle Eastern music and some Asian music because of the different countries that are involved in the show. And then you also have some classical music in the show as well. But it's that mix that makes it very unique to me. And then I don't think this show is really known for its tracks, but it has such good legs. Like, but we'll start right off with it. I'll go really quickly on this one, actually. OP1, gas. This is what I think of. You could play this anywhere. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. You see Dan bopping his head. If you can't, we can see it on YouTube.
I might be listening to it.
Yeah, he may be listening to it. So, but like, it's just like a rock song that makes me want to run through a brick wall every time I listen to it, back to back to back. It's iconic. Stands on its own. It's a good ass song. I don't know why I don't have this in a playlist, because when I was trying to think of shows to listen to, this is like the first song I thought about, and then I was like, searching in my library, my iTunes library, I was like, it's not here.
Disrespectful.
So, yeah. Yeah. I fucked up. Yeah, I fucked up. But yeah, guys, if you haven't listened to this, there's no way you haven't watched Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. If you haven't, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to get it together.
Deadly.
Speaking of which, Tyler.
Wait, I've watched it.
Okay, you finished it. I'm just making sure.
Yeah,
I'm just making sure.
He did. We I gave him some pats in the back. Don't worry.
Okay. That was definitely. I'm pretty. It's a vibe.
I'm
check
pretty
right
sure
there.
It's been like 6 months since I finished it. So.
Okay, I couldn't remember, but I gotta make sure.
No, but going off that, like the OPs, If you like the Naruto OPs and like that style of OPs, like. Full Metal Alchemist does the same shit. Like it produces like the old school banger, like of shonen bangers. You know what I mean? So
yes. And then probably maybe not the most iconic, but probably my favorite song is ED1 Oso. This is used in episodes 1 through 14. And if you've seen Brotherhood, you'll remember like the little like chalk or like crayon. Drawings of the characters like just messing around with each other and fighting against that yellow background, and that's just something that stands out in my memory of watching anime. It's just like it's such a cool little moment, and every time I was watching this, I didn't want the show to go off. I'm like, yo, just give me a little bit more for today.
Dude, this ending is so good. I mean, it just like screams late early 2000s, like late 2000s, not 2010s, like that anime feeling to me, you know.
It does. I mean, it's just like that classic anime feeling. I think that's when a lot of us Americans got into this shit. So like, it'll take you back there, along with the ED3. It's got like that. It's like upbeat. Starts off really chill, goes upbeat, and it's the visuals are ass. They're just frames from the show. They're just frames from the show sliding across the screen like a shitty PowerPoint, but the song itself is really, really good. I guess technically it's a rap song. It's made by Lil B, excuse me.
Lil B.
and he drops some bars. He's like I said, you even get some rap in here, guys. You got Eastern, Middle Eastern, Far East, a lot of Western music as well. And then you even get you some rap in there, guys. This is a very diverse set of tracks.
I just got to say, you can't disrespect the visuals for ED3 because it's Winry the whole time. And that's my girl, dude.
That's the only positive thing about it. We love Winry, but that's the only positive thing about it. Otherwise, it's garbage. She's garbage.
So, like, I listened to it, and, like, it doesn't have any rap until, like, the very, like, 15, 20 seconds of the end. But then it starts rapping, so.
Oh, there's rap at, like, I think 20, 25 seconds, too. He only gives you, like, two bars, and then it goes back to the singing, and then it ends.
Yeah, the rap at the end, like, surprised me.
Lil B doesn't rap a lot, but when he does, you know.
I'm digging it.
I'm laughing because, like, you keep saying Lil B and all I can think is Bun B.
Fucking Bun B. Leave Bun B out of this.
Very, very different music style right there.
Lil B. Yes. Leave Bun B out of this.
Throw in some Killer B, bro.
Oh, here we go.
True. We got Bun B. We can make a whole playlist on bees. We got Lil B, Bun B, Killer B.
We'll call them the Stinging Bees.
For real, what does Killer B say all the time? His like catch, not like his catchphrase.
I know what you're talking about.
You fool, you fool, or something.
You fool, you fool. Yes, you fool, you fool. Oh my god! Oh my god!
We've come full circle now. So
yes, but I mean this show also has like amazing like OST, OST. So from OST 2, The Land of Ishvala. This is some of like that Middle Eastern, like Arabian music. And what makes this track pretty epic, other than it sounding phenomenal, this is like when Ling Fan actually finds Ling Yao and like saves him and Al from like Ed from gluttony. And it's a hell of an entrance. It's definitely something I'm gonna play when I get to walk the streets of Istanbul, because it just has that like. That like fucking Ottoman Empire, you're in the desert ass type beat to it. I love it. I love it. It's very different, very different. But it, yeah, it's like those Aladdin vibes, man. I love it. I don't know how to tell y'all about this one, this next one here, boys. Trisha's Lullaby. If you don't know what that is, it is the scene with Nina. Where Al realizes the talking dog is Nina. So RIP, Nina and Alexander there. It is a wonderful song, though, all by itself. It is a wonderful song. It's a very gentle sounding song because of what was going on in the show.
It had to be.
Probably the saddest song in anime. I mean, the saddest moment in anime.
It was a fucked up moment in anime for sure.
But it's a wonderful song. It's so good.
You know who Trisha is, right?
Who is Trisha? Who was
the Elric brother's mother?
That is right. That is right. Trisha's Lullaby. I couldn't remember her name. Fucking Trisha. I haven't watched Full Metal Alchemist in a long time. But yes, it was a fucked up moment. But Trisha's Lullaby, it's an excellent song. Really, really like it. Just to let everybody know, Dan said in the notes, why are you doing this to me?
I laughed when I see that.
This is when all the men cried, for sure. Yeah. If you're a real one, you definitely cried on this one. But to get away from that,
thank you.
So from their OST to the train song, I think most people know it as the fucking train song, but it's actually called Stepping Along. And this is kind of when, after Winry helps give birth to that.
Good correction
baby.
Good correction there.
Yeah. And this, Winry did not have a child in the show. And the Elric brothers are like running after the train. It's just like a light feeling, like whimsical ass song. And it's just a bunch of flutes, man. It's flute music, like Andre 3000. So, except they can actually play the flute. So,
Dude, that song, that sorry, this is total sidebar, but that Andre 3000 album, I was so hyped for that shit to drop.
Were we all?
Three songs. I was like, wait, is he just tripping balls playing a flute right now?
I was so disappointed. And then homeboy had the nerve to say he didn't have anything to rap about. I was hot. I was hot when I listened to that fucking interview. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? There's no bars.
Oh, and then classic.
He said he has none. But hey, the Train song, classic song. It's a great song. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. You have to watch it.
Oh, yeah. It's 60 episodes, so.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. Not a big deal.
Light full work. Of bangers the whole mm-hmm. time, so.
It's the perfect anime, dude. Don't even joke. Like, the whole show is just incredible.
It really is. It really is. But yeah, that is it for me, boys.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Well, guys, we only covered a few. Well, we covered 9 shows here, but there are so many good anime OSTs and like anime that have great music. We can't cover them all. I mean, like, that's not possible. And we didn't really even touch on a lot of different genres here. I mean, like, there are full on animes devoted to music. Yeah. And it being April, we got to say You're Lying, April.
Yeah, You're Lying, April.
If you feel like you want to go cry, give that a watch.
Yeah, like You're Lying, April, Bochy. Bochy is another good one for like dedicating like musical shit. Like, so.
Definitely. And I'm sure if we like opened this up to movies, we would have been fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We would have been here all night.
Bit of a wrap. But awesome, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this. We're putting the playlist together. We'll get that out. We'll post it in the Discord. We'll throw it on our socials. And I think we're going to throw it on our Linktree too, so you have a bunch of ways to find it. The playlist will be on Spotify. Otherwise, make sure to rate the podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on it. And hit us up in Discord, linktree.com/animedegens. All right, everybody. Goodbye. Peace.
Bye. I'm not afraid to die.